Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, Singapore will enter Phase 3 of its reopening in 2 weeks' time on the 28th of December. And Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said that group sizes for social gatherings will also go up from 5 to 8, with capacity limits at attractions and malls and places of worship also set to be increased. To give us a recap of this key announcement, we're joined today by Lynette Lai, political correspondent at The Straits Times. Lynette, thank you so much for joining us today. So Lynette, tell us, you know, this week we got the news that many of us have been waiting for, that we will be going into Phase 3 by the end of the year. But PM did caution that we still need to keep our guard up when it comes to COVID-19. Group size for social gatherings will also go up from 5 to 8. What else will change, Lynette? What do we need to know?
So the group size of social gatherings, like you mentioned, outside will go up, and we can also get 8 visitors at home, so we can have larger family gatherings leading into the new year, which I'm sure will be good news for plenty of people. And also, like you said earlier, just to recap, most places can start taking in more people, so malls, tourist attractions, places of worship, even live performances, and marriage solemnizations.
So Lynette, say I have 8 people living in my house. Does that mean I can still have 8 people from outside visit my house?
Yes, that's right. So, you know, you can have a pretty large gathering.
I see. And what are some of the measures that you need to adhere to when you have people visiting your home? Will it remain the same?
Yes, I don't believe there's any change. But of course, you know, if you're one of your visitors has a runny nose or flu or fever, then perhaps, you know, they might just want to sit this one out just in case.
And beyond gatherings, can you tell us more about what's going to change for attractions, malls, and places of worship?
Okay, so going into the details, attractions are currently operating at 50% capacity, and now they can apply to increase capacity to 65%. For malls, right now they are meant to have each person have 10 meters square of space. Mm-hmm. But now this can go down to 8 meters square of space, so they can fit in a few more people. And for worship services, they did a trial and they found out that it worked. So they're going to increase the capacity to 50 people, but all these people have to be split up into zones of 50 people. And they can also have live music at worship services, but they'll need to have a limited number of singers and musicians.
I see. Now, speaking of, we'll stay with religious ceremonies or ceremonies overall, because rules are also going to be relaxed for marriage solemnization. I know a lot of people perhaps have put their wedding plans on hold this year, but this could be good news for them. So what does this mean for those that are planning to go through a solemnization?
It's similar to the household guest rule now.
Right.
So you will be, if you're having a solemnization at home, you'll be allowed 8 guests. Previously, you were only allowed 10 people altogether, including the people in the household. And another thing that will now be allowed is live instrumental music at marriage solemnizations. But you won't be able to have wind instruments, but you know, you can have your keyboard, your violin, your drums.
So you mentioned live performances at marriage solemnizations and places of worship. What about live performances outside of that? Will we be able to go for concerts again or see some of our bands if we're adhering to, you know, some of these social distancing measures at venues?
Yes, so they're also doing a pilot for up to 250 people for live outdoor performances. And, you know, similar to the rules on marriage, weddings and worship celebrations, they'll be in zones of 50 each.
I see. Lynette, so tell us then, now that we're going into Phase 3, what can we expect next? Where are we with the borders reopening?
Well, so to start with, they recently announced a segregated travel lane for a limited number of business travellers. So these are, you know, people on official visits, they come here to do business, and they feel that face-to-face meetings will be more productive, easier to communicate. And so they'll be allowed here on short-term stays for up to 14 days. They will stay in these dedicated facilities. They'll have meetings there. Basically, they'll be in a bubble of sorts. And so they will live in this bubble. They'll work in this bubble. They'll be able to have meetings with people from outside the bubble, i.e. local businessmen, but they'll be separated by a divider. That's where we are on borders reopening. But, you know, because these people won't be out and about in the community spending money, so there's going to be a limited impact on tourism and hospitality.
I see. So, Lynette, now that we've got these travel lanes, we're in phase three, how long can we expect phase three to last for?
Oh, I would think at least a year, if not more. I suppose a lot depends on, you know, where the vaccine goes, since we're slated to get our first supplies of the vaccine next week. The effectiveness and how quickly we can get the population vaccinated will really pave the way for what phase three will look like in the coming months.
Now, I've just got one last question for you, Lynette, because I know that you covered the story this week as well, and that's that lower to middle income workers who've been hit hard by the ongoing pandemic will also get some extra help from next year under a scheme announced this week. Can you tell us more about that and who will have access to these funds, how much and how long?
Okay, so basically this grant is called the COVID-19 Recovery Grant, and it replaces in a way the existing COVID-19 support grant, and self-employed persons income relief scheme. Quite a bit of a mouthful here, but basically these are two schemes that help these two groups of people, but they are due to lapse at the end of this year or shortly after. And so the new scheme doesn't completely replace them, but it provides for a bit of money for those people who, even after receiving help for this grant, still need a bit of help. And, they might be in sectors that are hardest hit by the virus. It's targeted at people, basically, who are earning a lower income and who have been impacted more severely.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd like to update us of today, Lynette?
Maybe a comment on, you know, opening up all these venues for tourism, attractions. Even though we increase capacity, but we do need people to fill them, and the domestic market is limited despite all these Singapore Rediscovered vouchers and so on. So the real game changer, hopefully, will be the vaccine, which will pave the way for tourism to resume. Hopefully, if everything goes as planned, by this time next year, we might be talking to each other in the studio instead of over the phone.
Well, let's not say this time next year, Lynette. Hopefully, sooner than that, I'll be able to talk to you in the studio again. Yes. Well, Lynette, thank you so much for sharing all of those updates with us.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Lynette Lai, political correspondent at The Straits Times, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.